Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Gavin Newsom avoided a recall vote in California, winning roughly two-thirds of the vote. His closest competitor, Republican Larry Elder, has given his concession speech. There were nearly 1 million votes that went to other candidates.
The reason we started this campaign is because Governor Gavin Newsom was sitting up there at the French Laundry restaurant with lobbyists who contributed to his campaign, with the people who drafted the mandates that they were violating.
The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is reporting South Carolina police have arrested a man who allegedly conspired with Alex Murdaugh. He's the high-profile attorney whose wife and son were murdered in a double shooting back in June. Police allege the plot was to shoot the father and get millions in life insurance payouts to his living son. 61-year-old Curtis Edward Smith faces charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud in connection with the case. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Day 2, Blinken answers Senate questions.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Senator Bill Hagerty was one of the members who questioned the secretary. The Tennessee Republican says one thing he wanted to hear but didn't was accountability for the withdrawal and its failures.
We put America's reputation in the worst position that it's been in my lifetime. You think about it, the perspective of the veterans that have served, from our allies who have served alongside us. I mean, this is something that is extraordinarily difficult to even comprehend. The fact that we would have put the Taliban in a stronger position than they were 20 years ago when we went in, the fact that we would have left them armed and made certainly the region much more dangerous now, not the entire world, that's something that's very hard to square. And what we're seeing is a lot of equivocation, spinning. You know, people are trying to simply deflect. The Biden administration is not taking responsibility for this. I was very direct with Secretary Blinken today. Accountability is critical here. I appreciated the way he answered, but we've got to get to the bottom of this.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A new book by Watergate reporter Bob Woodward claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley took action after January 6th to undermine President Trump in the waning days of his administration. Tom Cotton with the Senate Armed Services Committee on Fox News says, "We need to hear from Milley before anything else is done. President Trump called this treasonous, if it is true."
This book raises some serious concerns. I'd say some of the allegations seem somewhat far-fetched to me. But General Milley and Secretary Austin are going to be testifying in front of Congress in just a few days, and we'll address these concerns. We don't want to jump to conclusions yet, but we'll certainly vet them and see exactly what happened. I know he will address it, and we'll ensure that he addresses it. But this is one of those claims, obviously, that seems a little far-fetched, the idea that an American military general is going to warn an adversary if an attack is coming. As you say, when Donald Trump was never even thinking about a military attack against China, the whole thing is pretty far-fetched. I will say this, though. That book also reports what's been widely reported, what we've heard in Congress just over the last 2 days in testimony from intelligence officers and senior military officers, that Joe Biden disregarded the military advice he received earlier this year about what would happen if he went forward with his disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And we ought not to forget that. We ought not be distracted by that ongoing fiasco for which there's so much work still to be done.
The Kremlin reported Tuesday Russian President Vladimir Putin entered self-isolation after people in his inner circle became infected with the coronavirus. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, just when you thought you had a day that there was nothing to talk about, you get a book from Bob Woodward.
You know, and no kidding.
And it's amazing because, you know, this is the thing that cracks me up about the Beltway. People knew, I mean, there was enough scuttlebutt, as they would say, flying around the Beltway about Nancy Pelosi calling in General Milley, you know, trying to whip up some sort of emotional fervor about Donald Trump not leaving the White House, that they were going to have to drag him out. And they reimagined, you know, President Donald Trump to such a degree, and especially like even through the same lens that they looked at regarding the January 6th event, that this was an unleashed worthy of the 25th Amendment president, and that he needed to be handcuffed. And we were like within nano inches, or I should say nano fractions of inches of a military coup. And this had been, you know, sent around the Beltway before, and now all of a sudden it comes out in the Woodward book, and what, it's gospel?
Well, I think first of all, let's talk about Bob Woodward. First of all, hello, how are you doing? But
hey, hello, sorry.
That's okay. Let's talk about Bob Woodward for a second. Bob Woodward is the guy who went into a hospital room, allegedly went into the hospital room with former CIA Director Bill Casey and interviewed him with a deathbed words that he included in a book that was meant to damn Reagan. And
right.
CIA Director Casey's family, who I know, told me specifically that Casey was in a coma. Never came out of a coma. So any conversation that Bob Woodward had with Casey was a figment of his imagination. So given that, and given that his co-author is Bob Costa from CNN, who's well-renowned for not actually asking any questions, but instead arguing with President Trump for 4 years so he could write books and be famous, you have to take this with a grain of salt. But it appears as though Milley has actually admitted that he did, in fact, have a meeting with generals and say, don't follow any orders.
Raise your right hand and promise your loyalty to me, right?
To me, and then, you know, and that is the definition of a coup, okay? He effectively became the commander-in-chief for 2 weeks, if true. The part that's really, really, even as crazy as that is, as dangerous as that is, he then went off and had two conversations with the Chinese, and there's other people who are now confirming that there was intel chatter about this. He had two conversations with the Chinese, the head of the Chinese military, saying, if we're going to attack you, I'm going to call you in advance. Can you imagine anyone sending people, American soldiers, into harm's way, American airmen into harm's way, American sailors into harm's way, and telling the enemy that, oh, I'm going to let you know so you can kill all of our people and retaliate.
Right, exactly.
Retaliate with a, to a, I mean, is such a traitor's act. It's beyond comprehension. And quite honestly, if true, Milley not only has to be court-martialed, but he needs to be tried for treason.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But and I'm with you, Rick, on this, and that is the question. If it's true, hopefully to God it is not true, but, you know, and I say this, but reservedly, because this is what happens. This is what's so dangerous about ideology. You know, the ideology and the stinking thinking and the projection out there, I mean, it continued even over the recall of Gavin Newsom. Now Newsom's out there, you know, and the president himself, you know, talking about Trumpism, like Trumpism is some sort of disease. Now, the people in California somehow, whether or not they bought into that, God only knows, you know, the state is a mess. But, you know, I think Larry Elder was correct. You look at what have you done? You know, what have you accomplished? And Gavin Newsom, you know, didn't have anything that he could hang his hat on and say, look, I've done this for you. I have attacked the homelessness situation. I have protected you, you know, from the border and from the influx, the incredible influx of, you know, unvetted immigrants and refugees coming in, illegal aliens coming into our state. I have made sure that your gas prices have stayed down. I mean, they couldn't say anything. There wasn't anything positive that you could say, but for some reason, because look at it's not only a democratically run state, it's a democratic state. You know, that the people just, they're going to buy into the Kool-Aid no matter what, and they're going to go with this. But the fact that, you know, you even had numbers, what, 30, 35, 40% of the people saying, you know, we want to recall Newsom. But Newsom, he takes this as like it's some sort of mandate to really, you know, unleash his policies on steroids over the next 9 months in the state.
Well, that's the predictable response. I mean, Joe Biden thinks he's got a mandate, and Nancy Pelosi thinks she's got a mandate with a 5-vote majority in the House. Chuck Schumer thinks he's got a mandate with a 50-50 split in the Senate. And Biden thinks he has a mandate when the only mandate he's got is the one that's been demanded by those who say we have to shut up about the election integrity issues. So there's a, you know, so there's no man. They always claim a mandate. If under the same exact circumstances in reverse, you know, we would be told that this is a, you have to work together, blah, blah, blah. This time for healing, blah, blah, blah. And that would be the language. And unfortunately, some of the Republicans, the Romney type Republicans are adopting that language, even in gubernatorial campaigns like in Virginia. But let's talk specifically about California just for a second. There's three things that happened in California, okay? First of all, you have a system where millions of ballots are sent to places where the people who they're addressed to don't live. Okay, in LA County alone, it's 1.5 million ballots or were sent to households that hadn't voted in over 3 presidential elections and were ineligible to receive them. Many of these were apartment complexes and the like where ballots just stacked up to be picked up by anybody and voted. So that's one. So it's a very insecure electoral system.
Exactly.
Which is
45 seconds left here, Rick. Go ahead.
Okay. Secondly, when Larry Elder ran, Newsom made the election about Larry Elder and not about Newsom, because he had $30 million to do it, and Newsom had no money. So that is ultimately... the other way around, push back. So consequently, he made it about Newsom. Third, when it becomes a tribal war between Democrats and Republicans in California, the Republicans lose. They have to make it about issues they failed to do so.
Without a doubt. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Obviously, a lot more to talk about as we go down deeper into this situation. Stay with us. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God is manifesting His power throughout local regions in India, Nepal, and Bhutan as He continues to reach the lost through the Tide radio broadcasts. Several listeners have reported miraculous recoveries after praying to God for healing when local legends and lore failed to cure their ailments. These wondrous signs from God are tangible proof that He is working in these areas and around the world. And we here at the Tide Ministry are humbled by the power of Christ and the love He has for His people. After 75 years of service for the Lord, we are determined to continue sharing the gospel through the radio and to continue spreading the good news. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Depending just the way you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Hopefully, we're expressing this in such a way that this makes sense to you. What has happened with the ideology of our country, driven by, you know, the Adam Schiffs and, go on down the line, you know, the Democratic leadership that wanted us, to be convinced that Donald Trump was so evil and that, anybody outside of the mainstream of the Democratic Party was of no value. And, it's crazy because what has happened, it has divided us. And we know the old saying, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. And the Democrats could care less, Rick Manning. They're not about a united country. They're about a united Democratic Party. And this ideology that they've been spewing is, you know, continues. It was spewed out in California and still is, you know, across the country. And when you have this world view that I'm good and you're bad, and you're deserving of anything, of any consequence whatsoever, including being targeted. And it's like canceling is not good enough. You know, what is next? Are we going to realize what they realized in Germany, that all of a sudden you're going to be targeted to extinction? I mean, are they going to be happy when you get all the conservatives together and we're shipped off to God knows where in some sort of re-education camp? Because that's what Nancy Pelosi wants for us. Because, you know, what she introduced to the body politic by even getting General Milley, and we know this is documented, her and General Milley got together. Her concerns, her reimagined concerns about Donald Trump being dragged out of the White House because he was going to refuse. I mean, that worldview is very dangerous, and the media just let it go, and everybody just let it go. And, you know, and of course, you know, they were suggesting that somehow, you know, the football, the nuclear football was, you know, the case was not, and the key was not supposed to be in the hands of Donald Trump. This was, you know, supposedly Nancy Pelosi saying to make sure that Donald Trump did not have control of the nuclear bomb. Like, there's any indication that Donald Trump wanted to start a war, right?
Yeah, Donald Trump is actually trying to end them in a way that we actually could get at them without being disgraced around the world. But we've seen this attitude grow, and it's a long time coming. And I know I sound analytical here, and I'm really outraged, but people need to understand, in California, when Donald Trump had to walk through a ditch to make a speech to their California Republican Party in the June of 2016, couldn't walk you through the front door because a rioting mob was in front of it, and the San Jose police would not support his ability to get between his limousine and the front door. So he had to walk through a ditch, a drainage ditch, to get there. Is there any surprise that they're now that they've been attacking Trump supporters since then? When Donald Trump in 2015, or maybe early 2016, had to cancel a rally in Chicago because the people, the rioters, the Antifa rioters in Chicago, threatened to cause a riot attacking Trump supporters who came to this peaceful rally, and the rally was canceled rather than the Antifa people stopped from doing it.
Right.
The precedent was set. The fact that when Maxine Waters got away was saying, hit him back harder, and threatening violence and encouraging violence against Trump supporters. And the left said, that's just fine, and gave her a pass. What do you expect?
So the
problem now, Bill, is that we should know that that's the attitude. The problem, and we have to come to grips with that and understand it, this is not a mistake. This is not the threats that occur. The cancel culture is not a flaw. It is built into the system. And so when the Democrats right now in the House, in the Senate, with this $3.5 trillion bill, are trying to put in language which would make it so banks have to report about every single bank account that is down to the level of $600, all the transactions from that bank account to the IRS under the guise of preventing cheating, understand that's not what they're doing. This is about setting in place the way the Chinese cancel culture, where they can create and deny you access to doing things based upon your culture score. This is about setting that system up in America. That's what they're doing. They have to demonize Trump supporters and people who don't get vaccinations or people don't believe somebody should be forced to get a vaccination. They have to demonize those people. They have to drive them out of work. They have to do all those things because unless they create an other, people who are other than them, they can be blamed and be mad and have people be mad at. Unless they can do that, they can't accomplish their mission in terms of denying basic personal freedoms to everyone in America. As soon as they can as soon as they can create a big enough other, enough of a support for this concept that there's these people who need to be put aside, we're dangerous, that opens the door for everything you talked about. It's extremely dangerous. And quite honestly, Bill, our elected officials, our Republican elected officials, need to take the blinders off and start fighting like crazy because they are going to be subject to this, whether they're Mitt Romney or Jim Jordan.
Oh, without a doubt. And the fact of the matter is even the Democrats, because they'll eat their
100%.
Own. You know, and so it's a matter of time. Right now, it could be us conservatives. You know, then it just goes to the next group, and then we're back to what they said. You know, during Hitler's times, you know, they came for the unionists. I wasn't a unionist, so it didn't matter to me. They came for the Jews. I'm not Jewish. It didn't matter to me. Then they came for me, but there was nobody here to protect me. So, you know, that's what's going, you know, this is what's going to happen because this is the nature and the fall of man. And we see all this stuff happening. And if people don't wake up to this right now, I mean, this is out of control. And it's not about party. I mean, you can't. You're exactly right, Rick. It's not about Republicans or Democrats. It is about the American idea. And you imagine, you know, the government with their heavy handedness and all their force and everything come after you and they invade your bank account. It's you can't defend yourself. You're bankrupt. You're like, you know, like the general, you know, Mike Flynn. You know, you're out of money.
Mike Flynn's a perfect example. They ran him out of money from one thing, from the lawsuits or from the legal actions. But then they stripped him of his credit cards. The private credit card company said, we are not going to allow you to use our credit card because we don't believe, because essentially we don't agree with anything you're saying. Well, since when are credit cards politically, not politically neutral? So you've got a, so it's, I know for a lot of listeners, this sounds extreme, and I really say this very advisedly because this is something I've resisted mentally for a long time. But just look at the pattern that's occurred, and ask yourself why that would happen. And if you don't believe that the bank bill is happening. It's happening inside the $3.5 trillion. There's already been a vote on it. And Jim Risch from Idaho offered an amendment to stop it. And it lost 50-49 on the floor of the Senate. So, folks, that's real.
And this is the thing, you know, something like that that is so academic and seems so obvious that you would have 50 Democrats voting for this? What does that tell you, Rick?
Well, it tells you the Party of the Little People wants to basically be in the business of people who have bank accounts of $600. That's not the Party of the Little People. That's the party that wants to control the little people.
Power and control. Here it is. That's what we're talking about. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, where can they go for more information? Get involved.
Go to getliberty.org, getliberty.org. Hit one of the buttons on stopping vaccine mandates.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible. Network Capital
has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Gavin Newsom avoided a recall vote in California, winning roughly two-thirds of the vote. His closest competitor, Republican Larry Elder, has given his concession speech. There were nearly 1 million votes that went to other candidates.
The reason we started this campaign is because Governor Gavin Newsom was sitting up there at the French Laundry restaurant with lobbyists who contributed to his campaign, with the people who drafted the mandates that they were violating.
The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is reporting South Carolina police have arrested a man who allegedly conspired with Alex Murdaugh. He's the high-profile attorney whose wife and son were murdered in a double shooting back in June. Police allege the plot was to shoot the father and get millions in life insurance payouts to his living son. 61-year-old Curtis Edward Smith faces charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud in connection with the case. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back, America. Look at it's our country. This is what's all lying in the balance here, ladies and gentlemen. And when we talk about, and the founding fathers wrote brilliantly in designing this great American idea and our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, at the very core of it is we the people, which demands by its nature that we remain activated. You cannot disconnect. When you disconnect, this is what you've got. I mean, I got to bring Jenny Beth Martin on here. Jenny Beth is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, you know, we saw what happened in California last night, and this is all indicative of you know, what's going on. And it wasn't even close for the people of California just to even look at the policies of Gavin Newsom and a one-party state. Here they are complaining about paying an extra $1.50 a gallon, you know, for gas, inflation out of control, the wildfires, open borders, all this madness that's going on. And, you know, we're led to believe that, you know, two-thirds of Californians like that very much. And that's astounding to me.
It is astounding. Remember, over 600,000 people have moved away from California in the last 18 months.
Right.
So it is astounding. And at the same time, the people who truly did not like those policies the absolute most have left. They've voted by leaving. And so it doesn't mean that there are people in California who still don't like the policies. There are, but I think that it's difficult to ignore that. And I can tell you, Bill, where I live in Georgia, I know it's happening in Texas and Florida as well, and in Tennessee. There's so many people moving to from California to Georgia that it is difficult in Georgia to get a house, especially if you are from Georgia and you save money as if you were buying a house in Georgia, because the people of California are coming in with a lot of cash from selling their own home and, and able to make bigger offers. But I do not look at California and become discouraged by the results, because it's California, and we know they are much more liberal in California than we are in other parts of the country. The coast of our country, California, Oregon, and Washington, the eastern seaboard, on down through, especially through, even down in Virginia, it's just, it is a, these are the areas of the country that are much more liberal. And then the flyover country where the rest of the country lives is not as liberal.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the way I look at it, Jenny Beth, and I hope I'm saying this right, is that it is systemic. I mean, in a sense, and I'm not talking about voter fraud, I'm just saying the fix is in. I mean, the Democrats have done a great job in setting up a system that allows people to vote to reward themselves, you know, entitlements. And our founding fathers said this should never be the case. And here it is. It's played itself out because we've allowed this to happen. It's happening in not only just in California, but in other areas of our country where citizens are allowed to vote, you know, themselves, you know, benefits. Now, it's one thing to do something for the greater good, but when you're doing something to manipulate the vote, you know, through unions, union machinations and agreements and backdoor, you know, type of arrangements and that is unconstitutional. That does not provide for the integrity of the Constitution or its viability in the long run. And because we're spending ourselves to death.
That is correct, and you're absolutely right. And we're spending ourselves to death, and the people who receive the benefits from the government think it's free money, and they forget, or they just have not been taught yet that the reason that their grocery prices are going up and that we're having inflation right now is because all of this quote unquote free money that is coming out from the government is free. It's really not free. But if they think that they can get money without working for it, they're going to vote for the people who are going to keep that going. And so that is the point that you are making, and that is absolutely correct. It's important for those of us who understand economics and understand the Constitution and the proper role for the government to step in and continue to say, no, 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 we can't keep doing this. And and this kind of spending is just wrong.
Yeah, who's going to have a fair chance to win here, Jenny Beth? It's going to be the haves and have-nots. So if you're the haves, you know, you can play the government game. You've got enough ante in there, and you can withstand it. If you have not, then the very thing the Democrats have been yelling about and rallying, you know, minorities around is that the game is fixed, it's systemic, and they're the ones that are executing it. This is what people need to see. They are doing this by design, and they're dividing us all the more, and the middle class is getting obliterated in the process. And what you're going to have is people with lots of money on one end and the poor on the other end, and the poor on the other end. You are not going to have a chance whatsoever to get in the game and to have a fair shot at it, because you're so burdened with, you know, with taxes and other restrictions that will not allow you to break out of what the Democrats have designed to hold you back on.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And the people who have the power have essentially, they've taken the power and then they're pulling the ladder up so no one else can get that power. And They are, it's not, it isn't free. So you get these things and you think that you're getting something for free, but the fact is it's not free, and it is going to prevent you from actually pursuing your own version of the American dream, because you are indebted to the people who are giving this to you. There's always a price somewhere along the way. And so everything you just said, I agree with.
Well, it's a pattern. You know, whether it's big tech, here it is, we're going to give you all these goodies and all these conveniences, you buy into it, little do you know, you're giving away, you're not even selling, you're not even getting anything for it, you're surrendering your data and your privacy in the process, and that is the model that they're using, whether it is, you know, with our government, big tech, any of these other issues. And this is what's so dangerous about this $3.5 trillion reconciliation. It is another Trojan horse that seems so good on the surface, and all it's doing is it's wrapping the noose around a free America, where one day we're going to wake up and go, Jenny Beth, what happened to our freedom? We have no liberty left in this country.
I think some people are already waking up and wondering that. But that's why, Bill, it's so important that we stay involved and we stay engaged and we stand up against these things. It's the time is now. We don't have time to waste. And we have to take a stand even sometimes when we may not win the battle, because if you don't take a stand even when you may not win the battle, then there may come a day when you try to take a stand knowing there's no hope at all to win the overall war. And by war, I don't mean that in the literal sense. I mean it in the figurative sense.
Well, I understand. But sometimes, you know, I mean, what have we done for freedom? We've had wars for freedom. I'm with you. I wish there were other ways, but you cannot dictate, you know, how and what the price of freedom is. You know, for 240 some years, we've paid a healthy price to maintain our freedoms. And maybe it's calling again. I don't know, but we have to decide, is freedom that important to us? Or do we just wave the flag of surrender, check it in, and just say, sorry, kids, sorry, grandkids, we just didn't have the courage to take it all the way. I don't know.
No, we stand up for it, but we can still stand up peacefully, and that's what we must do. And we must do it while we
can. New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate, and 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Dumps. constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Look, I appreciate Jenny Beth Martin's sentiment. An American Revolution, a second American Revolution, which has been suggested for an increasing number of years here, most recently as this bitter divide continues to be agitated all the more. And, of course, the cornerstone of all of it right now seems to be the vaccine and the unvaccinated. You know, when you listen to what Joe Biden has to say, I mean, he's really pitted, and the Democratic Party have really pitted those who have been vaccinated versus those who have not been vaccinated. Let's not even talk about those that have natural immunity. I want to bring from Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski on right now. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Well, what did you think? I mean, Biden, who's supposed to be all about unity, has Americans at each other's throats over this vaccination, whether you've been vaccinated or not. But they don't want to talk about, in spite of a study that came out of Israel, of some 80,000 Israelis there that demonstrated that people who have been exposed to COVID, all part of the herd immunity concept, that the effectiveness of their immunity is six to 13 times stronger than somebody who's been vaccinated. But that's not part of the narrative. It's just about, again, the two points here on the spectrum, us against them. It's those who have been vaccinated and those who have not been.
Yeah. And I think you see it in, you see it in some of the southern states that had much lower vaccination rates compared to some of the other states. Again, I live in Virginia, and with this Delta variant, even though a significant portion of our adult population has been vaccinated in Virginia, you're still seeing the numbers steadily climb over the last couple of months. But then you look at a state like Mississippi, for example, which had a significantly lower vaccination rate amongst its adults. Yeah, they had a huge spike about a month ago in the Delta virus. But now if you go and you look at their statistics, it's coming straight down. And it speaks to that point where, probably a significant portion of Mississippi got significant portion of a population got COVID all at the same time, and now they have herd immunity in that state.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, sadly, there were some lives that were lost. You know, the folks that have pre-existing conditions or were older and whatnot. But, you know, it just seems like that would be the fastest way to get us out of the pandemic is to build up our herd immunity and not just mm-hmm. rely solely on viruses and then continue to cover our faces wherever we go for however long.
Exactly. Well, and the thing here that's so dangerous is we're backing our whole philosophy into a corner here. And we're saying it's all about the vaccine. And when we look at the results of the vaccine, how many people are still getting COVID that have been vaccinated? How many people are dying, even though they've been vaccinated, dying of COVID? Yeah. I mean, it looks like the reality is COVID's not going away anytime soon. And we need to deal with this. But we need to deal with it in a rational sort of way, like we did with the flu. Like, you know, we've been doing with the flu. But what happens, we're backing ourselves in such a corner that there's no, you know, scientific flexibility that you need in order to give people some comfort to say, okay, look at, hey, this is how we're going to handle this. And we're not dealing with it purely for partisan and political reasons. And this is what is causing vaccine hesitancy, is there's not unity in this war on this pandemic because of all the lies and the misreporting that's been taking place. And it's almost like anymore, you got to say, look at Dr. Fauci, I don't want to hear from you anymore. You're so tainted. You've lost all credibility. The president of the United States, even sadly, is so tainted. He thinks that he's got it all. I mean, he's like he's some sort of authority here. I mean, it's absurd. You know, and there's no reason, like you say, there's no sense of reason about how we come together. And forget about being a Republican or Democrat, because the last time I checked, it's both Republicans, Democrats, every American's getting infected in this, right? I mean, this isn't a political issue, but they've chosen to do that. In doing that, it's compromised the health. And it's also compromised our ability to manage this when we're only talking about, well, have you been vaccinated or not vaccinated?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, of course, I work for Numbers USA, so I have to tie this all to immigration. And that's where you start to see some of the hypocrisy from the Biden mm-hmm. administration, because there's anybody who comes into the country, crosses the border illegally across the southern border, yeah, they're getting tested. But they're not automatically removing them if they test mm-hmm. positive for COVID or haven't been vaccinated. You look at the Afghan refugee crisis, you know, we're holding Afghans out of the country because some of them have measles. But if they're not vaccinated for COVID, we're bringing them in. And then you had the House released its immigration provisions that they hope to slip into the upcoming budget reconciliation package, which is going to grant amnesty to 8 million illegal aliens. There's waivers in there for communicable diseases, and there's no requirement that they get vaccinated. So how you know, if you want unity, I agree. If you're going to say that we need hospital workers and we need federal workers and we need workers for major corporations all to be vaccinated, and we're going to require you to get vaccinated, but people who are in the country illegally will put you on a path to citizenship regardless of what your vaccination
exactly.
status is. That just,
no,
it's totally hypocritical.
Oh, without a doubt, it doesn't pass muster. And and the thing is, did you have any sense of confidence with Blinken's answers about this and about you know, the refugees being vaccinated? I mean, it was so mushy. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You know, I had no sense of confidence. If anything, I lost just about all confidence in this administration and the Secretary of State.
Yeah, yeah. Not only is there little confidence in what the vaccination status is of the Afghans that we're bringing into the United States, and now I guess we have 60,000, roughly 60,000 that have already been moved here to the U.S. Mm-hmm. But you know, are we vetting them? Yeah, they're saying they're vetting them. They're saying we're doing everything we possibly can to run background checks and vet them. How are they doing this? I mean, if
yes.
you run a background check on a U.S. citizen, you're going to check FBI databases. What are we going to do, pick up the phone and call up the Taliban right now and say, hey, we need you to run a background check on this person?
Well, because they've been so cooperative
for their life under your regime.
Yeah. Exactly. They've been so cooperative in helping us out. Sure, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you leave, you know, $80 billion plus worth of weaponry and, you know, a state-of-the-art, you know, airport and everything like that. You know, they're real nice because they're real professional and and cooperative, right?
Yeah.
How delusional. Yeah. It is frustrating. Getting back to, you know, the main topic here, Chris, that I wanted to talk about, and you touched on it, but I want to give you more time. We've got about 3 minutes left here. In terms of the markup of this House Judiciary Committee on this amnesty section of the budget reconciliation bill, I mean, this bill is so massive and pernicious, and as broad as it is, it gives them an incredible amount of latitude for power and control. And especially, you know, we're just carving out, we're just talking about one section, and people need to understand is that this infection that's built into this reconciliation bill is throughout. And we're only talking about amnesty. So whatever applies to amnesty applies to these other areas that are built into this reconciliation bill. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. You know, you look at the amnesty, for instance, and there's a pretty decent lengthy list of things that could make an alien inadmissible to the United States, and that would automatically apply to illegal aliens that we're going to attempt to grant amnesty to. You know, I mentioned one, communicable diseases, but number of crimes, what kind of crimes have you committed? How many crimes have you committed? How many felonies? How many misdemeanors? Mm-hmm. So there are all of these, there are all of these rules in place.
How many 11-year-olds did you bring on the plane, guised as your wife?
Yeah. And all of these, you know, everything is waived. Everything is waivable. So it's all at the discretion of the Secretary of Homeland Security. And we all know that Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of DHS, his middle name is anything to get to yes. So he's going to admit all these folks. And we just saw a ruling from the Ninth Circuit District out in California that ruled that an alien who had been charged multiple times for a DUI with their children in the car is not deportable because they did not consistently endanger the lives of their children. They only endangered some of the time. So that didn't count as
nine or ten times or whatever.
It's ridiculous.
It's absurd. Yeah. And the other thing, too, which you got to take note, is that the Democrats are jamming this in such a way. Again, this is like Obamacare. You know, Republicans, elections have consequences. We don't need your input, do they?
No. Yeah. And so every single amendment that the Republicans brought up during the House Judiciary Committee markup of the amnesty section on Monday was voted down in unity by the Democrats. And we're talking about Republicans saying known gang members with convicted crimes. They were voting against those kind of amendments. They're saying, yeah, you know what? If a known gang member has convictions on his record, we're fine with him getting him or her getting adopted citizenship. So no input at all from Republicans. And, you know, Pelosi is up against this September 27th deadline. They may just jam this thing through over the next few weeks. We'll have to see.
Wouldn't be surprised. Well, I guess, America, get ready. MS-13 is going to be the new international headquarters, right? America is going to be. This is disgusting. Chris, where can they go to be up to date and get more information?
NumbersUSA.com, and they can follow us on the socials, Facebook and Twitter at NumbersUSA.
Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Take care, buddy.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.